Chapter 3. As a young boy, I was always aware that what people said was not always what they meant or were feeling, and that it was possible to get others to do what I wanted if I read their real feelings and responded appropriately to their needs. At the age of 11, I began my sales career selling rubber sponges door to door after school to make pocket money, and quickly worked out how to tell if someone was likely to buy from me or not. When I knocked on a door, if someone told me to go away, but their hands were open and they showed their palms, I knew it was safe to persist with my presentation because, no matter how dismissive they may have sounded, they weren't aggressive. If someone told me to go away in a soft voice, but used a pointed finger or closed hand, I knew it was time to leave. I loved being a salesperson and was excellent at it. As a teenager, I became a pots and pans salesperson, selling at night, and my ability to read people earned me enough money to buy my first piece of property. Selling gave me the opportunity to meet people and study them at close range, and to evaluate whether they would buy or not, simply by watching their body language. This skill also proved a bonanza for meeting girls in discos. I could nearly always predict who would say yes to a dance with me, and who wouldn't.